on our way down when we left the first to get out of the garage. We didn't go up. Oh. So maybe you ought to go do some pooper scooping in your garage before you come after.
Nope.
Yeah, it was a disgust, literally.
Yeah.
Thatcher's like, oh, and I'm like, oh. And I never had thanked the Lord more. For I decided, I was like, tonight is a night to wear closed-toed shoes. I wore my Nikes. I just put on some tennies because I'm like, I don't know what you're going to run into.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
I've used all my words today.
Okay. Great.
Welcome to Safety and Sanitation.
Yay!
Yes. Hey.
Welcome, everybody. Episode 148 of Designer Cornbread Podcast. Yes, once again, you have found your way here. I don't know how, I don't know why, but you did. Glad to
Surprise!
Have you. Surprise! We're glad you're back. Yes, it's a beautiful summer day, and Joni's back in school, and I've been running around looking for a shelf for my booth at all the Goodwill or thrift stores and all that today. So I didn't find one, but I will persist. Anyway,
your day sounds like it was more fun than mine.
It was. My day was more fun. I'm not gonna lie.
Started out with an intruder drill.
Oh.
And then right after that, we had a fire drill. And then I got to teach safety and sanitation and surf safe.
Okay. So they had both drills in the same day? Okay. All right. Well, you never know. I guess you never know.
Well, these.
Gets it done.
The officials are there to watch and to make. So like the intruder drill, Sure, it's a drill for them too. So they have to come and So
okay, so they might as well be there for the fire too and do that.
Well, the fire people are there as well, and so it's just do both of them, get them out of the way. And
All right, that sounds fair. All right, it's a shame they have to do it, but I guess you're better prepared. So
that's right.
That's good. You know, both of my boys are home. That's the big news in our house.
I do know that.
Both of my boys are home, so we have no more money because food. Okay,
right.
Money's all gone. Money's gone. Mm-hmm.
John Garrett came home Wednesday. I don't know what today is. John Garrett came home Saturday, and I went to the grocery Friday, and I was buying stuff for him. And I mean, not extra stuff, just... Oh, I got to cook. I've got to do this and this and this.
That's exactly right.
And I walked out with a $200 grocery bill. And I was just like, I didn't even buy meat. I mean, the only meat I bought was like Italian sausage to make the lasagna.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's it. It's just the reality of, and it's been building since Thatcher got home. So like it's been, he's been home, a week and a half, 2 weeks now, maybe two. So I've been kind of building up because, as I told you, we got shamed for being a condiment house. Whatever. So we had enough food for us. But they want to eat, and they want to eat three. Thatch wants to eat three times a day. He's a three-time-a-dayer. It's a lot of food.
And they, I don't know, John Garrett's only here until Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, why? This is ridiculous.
I know.
I feel bad for these young families.
Honey, I don't know. I don't know how. I honest to goodness. Wow. I don't know how they're doing it. I really don't. I know several families I kind of keep up with on when I pop over to Facebook a little bit and or maybe it was on Instagram. It doesn't matter. Anyway, and that young little kids, little boys, and it's like they're scrapping. I mean, it's not easy.
Oh.
It's not easy. And I just can't. I mean, we used to go through 5 gallons of milk a week.
Yes.
When all three kids were of that age. And we did that for years. And I mean, milk's, you know, gotten a little bit better now. You know, I mean, it's not the worst. But I mean, you add on top of that. Anyway, keep going, parents. You're doing awesome. I mean, I remember, you know, we were, Shop and Save was like fancy, like Shop and Save, Aldi.
And now I will say that I now buy organic.
I was going to say, we tend to buy better stuff now, for sure. I'm getting butcher box meat. I mean, none of that's cheap. Like,
right.
I get that.
But still, I mean, but now you're hearing, I mean, before we just bought stuff we had no clue.
Oh,
what was in it? You know, it was just.
I don't know.
But now you're hearing all that. I mean, that's all over of what these chemicals are doing, what these, and. Now it would be so, you'd be so torn.
You'd have, right.
Trying to afford food right. And then buying exactly, you know, what's actually healthy.
Right. How much should I poison my kids today? Let me decide as I go through the store. You're not, you guys, you're not. I give you.
No,
I know. It's okay, guys. God has made our bodies wonderfully. You're okay. Stick with shop around the perimeter of the thing. Get a good veggie wash that soaks off all that junk. You're going to be okay. I don't want to add to the. Speaking of delicious culinary treats, Avery the other day was telling us somehow we were talking on FaceTime or something with the kids. Anyway, and we talked about one of their favorites growing up, one of their favorite meals that I made. And they were all like, oh my gosh, yes. And then Avery said she made it the other day. And they were all like, oh my gosh. And this will make you parents feel better. It's called Hidden Treasures. We named it Hidden Treasures. And it's Kraft macaroni and cheese with cut up pieces of hot dog that I like grilled for, you know, like browned in the thing and threw in the mac and cheese. Hidden Treasures. And they're all like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I'm like, see, so the point of that story, A, they turned out okay, sort of. B, it doesn't take much. Sometimes it's sometimes just, but it did have to be Kraft mac and cheese. I will say that they were, but it was just the, it wasn't like the Velveeta fancy kind. They just like the plain powdered mac and cheese. So there you go. Hope that encourages all of you. So the big project that they worked on this weekend, which is wonderful, is, we finally got a new garage door. Our old garage door has just been, it's old. It's original to the house and everything. So, and it had finally gotten to the point where it wouldn't even open. So, anyway, it's been broken for a while. But so Tim went and got he's like, while the boys are both here, you know, this will be a good job. So they worked on that this weekend, got it put together. Thatcher's brain hurt very hard because he said the directions were very, it came from China. It came from China, guys. It came from China. And so the directions were not exactly.
Etcher, you'd think you'd have an engineer there that could help you out with
they
that.
They did. He did fine. But, you know, you are trying. I'm proud of him for reading the directions.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
That feels good. But I will say, so they got it put together and they got, because they did a new track. I mean, everything, the whole thing had to go. And they stopped at the point of the next step is to install the springs, the massive springs. And they came in and Tim's like, yeah, he's like, man, those directions literally like bold print, like 4 times said, this can cause death. Be careful. Like,
my gosh,
don't this, you could die. Yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah. You know, cause there's those big springs.
Yes,
I mean,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, all right. And then later that day, so that's the point they had stopped for the weekend. They were like, it's down, where it's up, you know, I mean, it's shut, so we're good. And then later that day, Hudson went out to meet up with some buddies he used to work with. And then we also talked to Avery and Joey, and we were just chatting with them and telling them what we were doing. And both Joey and this buddy of Hudson's were like, you should hire someone to put those springs in because that is serious danger. Both these separate total people that pretty, you know, and I'm like, okay. So I'm hoping I mean, I haven't discussed it with Tim because, see, when I discuss stuff, here's a little secret. Tim, don't listen. Actually, he needs to listen. When I bring up something like that, it's like, oh, you're crazy. What are you talking about? It's fine. I'm like, oh, okay, okay. But when someone else brings it up, like Thatcher or any, you know, other sort, then it's like, oh, yeah, okay.
It's the most brilliant thing he's ever heard.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So I'm just going to, like, it's been in the text message. Yeah, so one thing I do know is I'm like, you ain't having my two sons do it. Like, they don't need to put their life on the line. And he's not going to do it either. He's going to hire someone, but I'm sure. But I'm like, you ain't having our sons do that. If you want to be a fool, get your life insurance up. Make sure that's checked and paid off, because you're not putting my sons up in there with you. So there you go. Well, 30 years of marriage.
I tell Ron all the time, I'm like, I can tell you stuff and tell you stuff and tell you stuff. And then some man that you respect will tell you the exact same thing that I've been telling you. And you think it's the most brilliant thing you've ever heard.
Oh, instantly. So, no, anyway, y'all can be praying for that we find. I guess you can just hire someone to come do the springs. I don't know how that works, but.
Well, no.
I don't know. Does Ron want a side job? Anybody you guys want to off? Just send them over here. Get him with the springs. Well, you know what's really funny too about that is that we used one of our old, we used one of the old, he's replaced the spring before on the old one. So that, I'm not sure how that happened, but anyway, and we used one of the old ones for when Thatcher was, in high school. They always did every year. They did I think this was during the literature festival. Yeah, in the spring they do a literature festival. It was a week-long thing, all kinds of fun activities, all kind of based around a piece of literature, a book of some kind. And one year they were doing, I want to say Homer or Odyssey, something. No, I don't know what they were doing. It doesn't matter. I mean, they did rafts they had to build, and like we went out to this lake, and they had raft races and these sad little, I mean, it was sort of hardcore at the end. Well, this year they had a catapult making contest. So you think that my husband and Thatcher, they would have their home, what's it called? It's like what used to be homeroom house. It's like they're each of the high schools all divided into four houses, kind of like Harry Potter, if those of you, but anyway, and all the British schools do that. But anyway, so their house worked on that, and it was all the houses competing against each other, and they made a catapult using that spring. Somehow that giant danger, and it was, they tied it back with like a piece of string, so to make it go they just like cut it, and like the person who had to go cut it was like danger. I don't know, it was a little nerve-wracking. Yeah, but they won, so you know, winners.
They're winner chicken dinner.
Winner, they're winners, they can do what they want.
I don't know why that reminded me of a story, but I'm going to tell you a story. So Caleb was in elementary school, like second grade, and he had this teacher. He was going to a private Christian school, and the school was excellent. All the teachers were excellent, but this second grade teacher and I were like oil and water.
Oh, okay.
And you know, and I can pretty much get along with everybody, but she was very legalistic.
Mm. And very, oh, you love that. That's right up your alley.
Yeah, and very perfectionist. You know. And Caleb, I've always said that Caleb is probably my most brilliant child because he's not an institutional learner. And by that, I mean that you, JB and John Garrett, if you say your ABCs, they would A, B, C, D, E. Caleb is going to try to figure out how he can get from A to D by bypassing B and C, which does not work well in school.
Not in reading, especially.
And it does not work well with a teacher who is very dot the I's, cross mm-hmm. the T's, mm-hmm. you know, very. And I mean, and she just did not like Caleb. I mean, she just, aww, it was not a good mix. Anyway, but so, so, so legalistic. And so they had to do these book reports and do a whole big presentation. And so you would do the whole cafeteria or maybe their library or something with truffled boards and little, you know, these visual aids and all this stuff. But she had to approve the book.
Right.
She had to approve it. So Caleb went to their little library and he found a Hank the Cow Dog book and she approved it. Got it out of the library at school. She approved it. Well, Hank the Cow Dog, I don't know if you're familiar with him. I mean, great series of Hank the Cow Dog. Just, he gets into all these situations and they're good. This one particular one at the end, he goes to a bar and gets drunk.
What?
Well, I am on it. I am on it because I'm like, all right, Missy, let's go.
Oh, no.
And so he did this whole big thing. I'm reading it and I'm like, I can't believe this even in a children's book, you know, but it's got him. You know, he lives on a ranch and he's tossing
back. Right. He's probably going to the saloon or something in the town.
It is. It's a saloon.
Yeah.
So he goes to the saloon and all of this stuff, you know, and they've got the little, you know, the little jugs, like, remember,
and
they'd have like the X's on them and, you know, so he had that and all this stuff. Well, I went, so for one of his visual aids, I went and got, the cream soap. What is it? It's not Barks. What are the little root beers in the bottles, you know, and it looks like legit like beer.
Yes.
But I got root beers and cream sodas. Put that out and we gave the kids all root beers. She was so mad.
She was mad about that.
And I just said,
she approved the book.
That's what I said. I mean, it was like a whole big meeting and all this stuff.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
You guys.
And I looked, I said, look, she approved the book. This was the book that he was reading. This is what it was. This is what it is. It came from this library and she approved it.
Yeah. And that's a fun little creative way to be creative with it.
Yes. And, anyway,
that's a good one, Joni.
Yes, it was fun.
That's a good one. Do you guys have a copy of that? You need to get him a copy of that book. That needs to like go in his.
I know. I'll have to.
Of that one where he goes to the saloon. I feel like he needs one of those.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Man, the pleasures we get sometimes with our kids and their teachers. Oh my goodness. Well, like speaking of fall, I know this is just odd, but I'm like, I am ready for football. I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm ready.
And watching preseason NFL.
Oh, have you really? I have not watched any of that. I'm ready for college football, but I'll get into some pros this year. We'll see. But all the colleges or state keeps, you know, showing all their camp, all the boys in camp and their fun little interviews and their I don't know, they have them say hi to their mamas and different things like that. It's very, very cute. It makes me very happy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, I know. I'm ready. It's coming up.
I know. Hey, speaking of which, I would love to come down for a game. So So we'll see when you guys, you know, whenever you know that you're going to go, and I'll see how my schedule and I'll just tooly-wooly on down there, whether we go to the game or just tailgate. I think I might, I don't know. I could be swayed either way because I don't know that they're going to be great. They're not going to be great.
It's not. Mississippi State, with all the NIL stuff, Mississippi State's just not going to have a.
No, they're ranked 16th. They're ranked last, I think, in the SEC right now.
It's just not going to.
It's okay.
I mean, maybe they'll surprise us, but.
They could.
The way all the football things are set up now, no, I'm not a fan. We talked about it last season.
We sure did. And people are starting. I've actually heard a little bit of more people in the industry rumbling about that a little bit, how it's. It kind of starting to finally kind of ask and question, and maybe some have been for a while, I'm sure, but talking about that a little bit, they're like, is it really good for the players? Is it good for the pro, you know, and it's a good conversation to have.
I think our baseball team may be pretty good.
Okay. Okay. I'm saying it now, people. What is it? Okay. It's the August 11th, 2025. I'm going to go down for baseball in the spring or whenever, sometime spring and summer, I'm coming down there to go to the baseball game.
Go to baseball. You do at Duty Noble. But here's the other thing. If we go to Omaha, Holly, we should go. We could go and stay with Boogie for a little bit.
Oh, yes.
And then go over to Omaha for the
That I would totally do that with you. You know, I would totally be like, road trip, Omaha? Sure. I know we have to get rooms and all that really pretty, people are already booking, but those are people that are
it's not very far. It's not real far from Orange City.
Okay.
So he may just have house guests for a while.
Surprise. Surprise. We're here for a week.
For a long time.
Yeah, maybe longer than that. Oh, my lordy. Okay, well, I'm all excited. See, we're already talking about baseball, and we got to get through football. We have a lot happening this year, and I'm very excited. I have something that I need to read, that I need to gripe about. I have a statement that I need to make.
Uh-oh, paper's coming out.
Paper is coming out. Something I got in the mail. And I didn't tell you all the story of the parking garage in Nashville on Broadway, because I thought, I'm going to just tell good points to the Broadway experience and all that. So I just didn't share about the parking garage. But now I have received a notice in the mail, and it's to me, Holly Broyles, and it is from Town Park, and the town has an E on the end, so they're very fancy. Park Management, who manage the facility, the garage where we parked, and it's got the date, and it's got our license plate. So I don't know why that's funny, too. I'm like, why they picked my name's on the tie, but I'm sure Tim's name is first. So I don't even know why they sent it to me. Maybe they thought they could scare me. But guess what, chumps?
They picked the wrong one.
They picked the wrong woman. So I get this notice, and it says how we noticed your vehicle registry. You recently parked at Town Park Managed Parking Facility and left without paying the amount due. This notice includes the location where the parking trip took place and photos of the vehicle. And also the photos are like, give me a, you can see.
Yeah, you can.
The photo.
It's black, yeah.
It's two dark blobs. Like, you can probably see the license plate if I zoomed in. But, like, that's supposed to be any kind of evidence to me. I'm like, I don't think so. And it has a time and has all that. Okay. And I will say on that, we did park there. We did park in this garage. We were there. And they are telling me that we did not pay. And this courtesy notice will, you know, allow us to pay online. Payment is due upon request, and we owe them $95.25. 40 of that is parking fare, and $55.25 of that is fees. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me explain what happened. Town Park Management of the garage at, I'm going to say the address. Mm-hmm. Where is it? 144 Fifth Avenue, Nashville. Okay, it's a little crap of a garage, first of all, literally. I'm about to tell you about that. Tight parking columns, old as the days. We would never park back in there again. Anyway, especially, I mean, in a pickup truck, it wasn't a lot of fun. So we parked there. And anyway, when Tim and I were heading back, this is 11:30. Like they said, it's 11:30 on the Friday night, whenever we
after the bar fight.
Huh?
After the bar fight.
After the bar fight. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. At Kid Rock. So then we walk back up in there. And I notice when we walk into the garage, I notice that there's a car sitting to exit. You know, just a little black, whatever. Just a little car hatchback sitting there to leave. I don't know why. I just was paying attention. I was trying to be aware of my surroundings. Because, you know, I'm always ready to throw down. Anyway, so we get up to our truck. We come down the ramp to exit. And that car is still sitting there. And so I said to Tim, I said, that car is still sitting there. Because again, eyes on a swivel. I'm like, I don't know why that car is sitting there, but it's sitting there. And so we went to the gate next to it, because there was an open, you know, another gate to get out. And we pull up, and Tim's looking at the machine and trying to figure out what to do. And there's nothing on saying anything on the machine. It says, just pull forward. And we're pulling forward, and the gate's not coming up. Well, there's two women in the car next, and they have their roll their windows down, and they're like, it won't open for us either. It won't work. And there's no direction, you know, there's nothing to do on the machine. The thing just says pull forward. Nothing's happening, and it's not opening. So the one says, we've already called the number on the signs all in the, you know, in the garage. There's signs posted, you know, managed by whatever. I don't know if it was this town park. I don't know. So she said, we called the number on the sign and they were like, oh, we don't manage that anymore. I'm like, the signs are all over with that number, but they don't manage this garage anymore. Yeah. And she's like, well, can you give me the number of who does? And I guess they told her the name or gave her the number. Anyway, these poor ladies have been sitting there, tried to call this other management company, got no answer, or else it was like a message they were closed. Like literally, like.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Sorry. Sucks to be you guys. Yeah. We can't get out. I mean, there's no, you know. So she's like, yeah. So she's like, we're thinking. And now there's starting to be almost a couple other cars starting. I mean, the garage still has quite a few cars in it. I mean, these people lost a buttload of money that night. Yeah. And so she's like, well, I think I'll get out. I'm going to get out and go down. The entrance is right there. And we can just, she's going to go make sure nobody drives in. And we're just going to go out the entrance. Cause like, what else do you do? We've called the numbers that are not correctly posted. They're called the other one. They're closed. Like, you know, so she did that. And of course it's 11:30. So no one's really coming in. So we back out and there's kind of cars behind us now and we all navigate and we go out the entrance and just go along our merry way. And yeah. And so then weeks later I get this message and this, you owe us $95. And I'm like, I ain't paying a drop of that. And you know what else? Town park management. Maybe you might want to go down the stairwell of your parking garage and clean out the two things of human excrement. Ugh. Human excrement that we walked down and by, and the urine on our way down when we left the first to get out of the garage. We didn't go up. Oh. So maybe you ought to go do some pooper scooping in your garage before you come after.
Nope.
Yeah, it was a disgust, literally.
Yeah.
Thatcher's like, oh, and I'm like, oh. And I never had thanked the Lord more. For I decided, I was like, tonight is a night to wear closed-toed shoes. I wore my Nikes. I just put on some tennies because I'm like, I don't know what you're going to run into.
Nope.
Between the beer and the
poop. I know.
Oh, I did. I was like, everyone take your shoes off of this in this hotel. Put them in the bathroom. Don't, you know. So after it already being a disgusting, which I'm like, whatever, lesson learned. I mean, you know, that's why we walked back up through the main entrance. Cause I'm like, we're not going. And Tim was like, we're especially not going. Cause it tells us people are in there at some point in the stairwell doing who knows what. Yeah. So we're not going in the stairwell. Yeah. So we had to avoid that, avoid the human feces, get to our car. These poor women had called the number that y'all don't have posted correct, townie park management. And then you send me a bill for $95. Guess what?
Not happening.
So that's my public announcement in case they take me to court. I'd love it. Bring it on. So that was exciting. That was that as exciting as your day?
That was more exciting than my day. It's more exciting.
Well, what'd you do this weekend? How was your weekend?
Pretty relaxed.
Calm. Oh, good.
Just cleaned and got in the pool and had church and a committee meeting Sunday. And then one of John Garrett's friends that grew up over here came over and Sunday afternoon and we sat there and, you know,
told old
stories and laughed and caught up and said, it was good.
Excellent. Yeah. That's nice. So it's kind of like back to real life, back to, you know, regular schedule.
Yeah.
What else do you have for us? Do you have anything else? Are you ready for recipes? It's kind of early, but you know.
Honestly, I can't give you the recipe because I, when I say I've used all my words.
I know.
I don't have any. It's just.
This is the difference
of
summer Joni and then school year Joni, where she does tend to sometimes have more stories, but she also comes on here looking like a worn out Muppet a little bit like.
Well, you know, when we're going and we're cooking and we're doing all that stuff, you know, it's a physical tired.
Right.
But when I am teaching safety and sanitation and serve safe, and it's like, I mean, it's a lot. Serve safe is a lot. It's a lot. And I'm up there teaching. Well, after you do that three times, it's like, and the correct temperature should be 165 or chicken, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a... mental tired.
That's a lot. Okay. That's a lot of chatting and a lot of talking for it sure. Is. For it sure. Is. Okay, well, let's get to your recipe. Okay. I am excited to see what soup
you so have. We have done strawberry peach soup, and we have done avocado cucumber soup. And this week, we are doing a cold cherry soup. So you are going to need, let me put on my readers here. All right, your ingredients. You're going to need 3 cups of cold water, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cinnamon stick, 4 cups of pitted fresh tart cherries, or you can do unsweetened frozen ones, 1 tablespoon of arrowroot, 1/2 cup of heavy cream, and 1/2 cup of dry wine. So a couple
this
of things.
This one's going to be my favorite. I can already tell.
Yeah. So a couple of things, you know, when you're pitting a cherry, you can take a straw and just run down the center and it'll pop that pit out.
Okay.
That's an easy one. Arrowroot is a thickener. So if you don't have arrowroot, you could substitute cornstarch. You may have to add a little more cornstarch because the arrowroot is, I mean, it's more expensive. Most people use like cornstarch because it's cheap.
And you get it just in your spice section. It's in the spice jars.
In your spice section. So anyway, if you've got arrowroot, use arrowroot. If you have cornstarch, you may need to play around a little bit. But I suggest on this one going with arrowroot.
Okay.
It just tends to work better with
and fruit. You can probably get the little ones too. A lot of them will have the little ones. Yeah.
Okay. So you are going to combine your water, your sugar, and your cinnamon stick and bring it to a boil. And the reason they say cold water will boil faster than hot water.
I know. It's so not logical.
It's not.
It's not at all. And like, I don't understand how that works. And they also said, though, remember when we did the jugs at camp and they told us to put hot water because it freezes fast? Were they lying to us? Were they messing with us?
No. And also coffee, when you're making coffee, cold water brews better than hot water.
Yeah, you're supposed to put cold water in there. I know that. That's weird.
Okay. So go ahead and combine your water, sugar, and cinnamon and bring that to a boil and add your cherries and simmer. You're going to do that over low heat for 30 minutes. And then remove your cinnamon stick. Mix in that, or before you mix it in, mix your arrowroot with 2 tablespoons of the cherry mixture to make a paste. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then return that to the soup. And then you've got to stir that constantly after that. Bring to a boil, reduce your heat, and simmer until it thickens slightly, about 30 minutes. Chill. Get that good. Take it off. Chill it in the refrigerator. And then before serving, mix in your cream and your wine.
Oh, man. So that wine doesn't cook out is what we're saying to you. So don't be serving this to your little chitlins. Yeah. I thought you'd add the wine earlier. It'll definitely have that more wine taste, which will be really good. But this is a grown up little treat.
Grown soup, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds really good, actually. I'm not surprised, but that combination sounds really, really with that little bit of cinnamon in there.
I wonder if you added a little almond or amaretto to it.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Cherry almond kind of thing. So,
and I guess you want to add that at the end because if you add it and cook it,
I would add it in with
with the cold stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'm thinking it might cook all out and not if you do it in when it's hot.
I would do it with your cold. Okay, I do it with cold.
Okay, yeah, it's a little almond extract that would be
really good. I wonder if you. I don't know if you added. I don't know. I have to play around with that to do like amaretto. I think you need the red wine. I was going to say
you do.
I could substitute your red wine for your amaretto, but I think you need the.
No, you need that wine with the cherry and also the color. It'll help with the color. And you know what else you could do with it when you cool it down? Make popsicles. Yeah. That'd be real good too. Yeah. Caleb, get on it.
Caleb,
we have a new recipe for you. That would be so good. Those popsicles.
Yes. Yep. Okay. There you go. Cold soup number 3.
Amazing. Sounds great. Thank you so very much. So it is my week for top 3, correct?
Top 3.
It is.
Okay, good.
Your top 3.
It's my top 3. Well, Okay, my first thing was something I mentioned the other week that I got, but I hadn't used yet, so I wanted to test it out. It is my Ninja Crispi 4-in-1 portable glass air fryer cooking system. So many words.
And you like it.
Yeah, no.
That's a lot of words. It's a cooking system. It's not just an air fryer. Okay, people? It's a whole system. I really do like it, and I'm not super surprised, but how they work. It's amazing. It works really, really well. I've cooked several things in it. I did, what did I do? Now I can't remember what I did. I did a beef tips and broccoli, in there, like a kind of a oriental. We had that over rice. That was delicious. The first thing I did was, chicken fajitas, peppers, onions, chicken. Uh-huh. It was so good. I mean, I'm the last person on the planet to have an air fryer. So I know that I'm telling you guys this and you guys are like, yeah, idiot. But it's just something about it seems, and this one's very quiet. I mean, it just sits there. And like I said, what I like about this, now I haven't used another one, so I don't really know what I'm talking about. There was something about the drawer that I don't like. There's something about that drawer that just has kept me from getting them. They're kind of really big and they've got that
really
drawer.
Really big and bulky, yeah.
Yeah, and that's been sort of the thing that I've been like, do I love it that much? You know, I didn't know. So when I saw this where you just have, and also it's glass. There's two sizes of glass containers that you cook in with a little rack inside to, you know, let the air get around. And so the glass is supposed to be better than, you know, you're not going to have any kind of Teflon-y coating, plastic, all the bad stuff that, we're just learning is bad that we like
have used all of our lives,
microwaved for forever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I kind of liked that. Again, it's really, they're easy to clean. They do come with lids, so you can just like put a lid on it and put it in the fridge if you want. Anyway, the whole thing seemed very, so just the top thing sits on it and it does it. And then last night, they did, Tim and Thatch did, I don't know where Hudson was. Oh, he was out somewhere. He was out with some friend on a boat, I think. I don't know. Do I know what's going on? No, but I know there's mud on the floor mat of my minivan. That's what I know is this, there's some mud up in the floor. Anyway, you guys. But they did some frozen orange chicken from Trader Joe. So it was like a frozen fry, you know. And that's what, you know, apparently the air fryers are phenomenal for because that frozen. And they were all in complete shock and awe. Thatcher's like, I need one of these. And when I move, I need one. I'm like, okay, put it on your list. So I'm loving our little Ninja Crispi 4-in-1 portable glass air fryer cooking system. It's a good one. So many words. Okay, the second thing on my list, on my top three, I haven't had for a while because I don't go to Sam's really anymore inside. I just get gas there pretty much because, again, we don't need that much grocery. Like before, we would go get our 5 gallons of milk at Sam's. We'd get our huge thing of lunch meat at Sam's. But now there's just not the same kind of need. But anyway, and it's probably for the best. They have there. They are called they're Ava Organics Coconut Crispy Rollers, and they're a little snack. They're in the sat. I'm going to bring you a bag.
Okay, bring me a bag.
And they are like a crispy, rolled up kind of wafer snack, sweet, but not like
oversweet.
Not oversweet, but definitely like a sweet treat. And these little crispy coconut rolls in a bag. They just come in a big bag. And I'll tell you what, I can eat the whole, it's good. I don't go there anymore.
Holly and I both enjoy some coconut.
Man, these are so good.
And coconut and almond and we're sold.
And we're like, yeah, it's like we're in a quest for that.
Yes.
And I got these years ago and I hadn't got them for a long time, but I had it written down somewhere to remember. And I was like, man, and they're, again, it's not, you know, there's no like protein health benefit. There's nothing healthy benefit wise of that, but they got a rating. They have like a 4.8 out of 5 rating for over 2, you know, like 2,700 reviews gave them a high rating. And also, so the ingredients, just so you know, again, this is not, I'm not trying to be like, this is a health food, but for a treat, the ingredients are organic coconut milk. It's all organic, it says. Organic tapioca flour, organic coconut sugar, organic egg, sea salt, and organic sesame seeds. That's all that's in these.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, like, it's cleaner is maybe better than, yeah, like, healthy. Yeah. It seems like they're kind of a clean, yeah, and they're crispy, crunchy. Okay. You're so good. I'm going to bring you a bag, and you're going to be like,
good.
I'll better bring two.
Look forward to it. As long as you don't make that noise anymore.
That's me on the couch, popping them in my mouth. Pop, pop, pop. Oh my, they're so good. Okay. And then the last thing I was thinking of is just a show I'm enjoying. It's not over. It's out right now. It's on BritBox, and it's called Outrageous. And I just started watching it the other day, and it is about, it's based on the true story of the Mitford sisters, who are sisters in England. I don't know much about them. I've heard about them, but I don't have a super understanding, but it was like four or five sisters. Are there five of them? I think there's five. Growing up in England, you know, after the First War, before World War II, and one of them ends up going to Germany, and I think she becomes like a spy for Germany, and it's like a whole, based on a really true story of these sisters and kind of this whatever happened. Again, I haven't finished, so I don't know. I think it's still coming out, so it's not like I can even binge the whole thing, but it's well done. It's like kind of quirky. You would think that would be a very dark and very, like, it's a, you know, serious topic, but it's done in a very quirky, kind of lively way. The music and the sisters and the narration of it. Anyway, I'm enjoying it. So it's called Outrageous on BritBox. Outrageous. Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's good. So beautiful costumes and all that, you know. So I'm a sucker.
Sucker.
So I'm gonna slap your mouth. How dare you? Anyway, so that is what I've been up to, other than just stuff around here and kind of, you know, thinking about what I need to do next in this next, you know, month here, kind of planning, thinking about August a little bit more, even though it's halfway, you know, almost halfway done. I'm finally ready for August, and it's the 11th. So
here it is. Yeah. 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 Anyway. We still have a little bit of summer.
We, yeah, really,
I get
do.
My feelings hurt when I go and they have like all the Halloween stuff out. I'm like, it's not even Labor Day.
I know.
It's just, we still have some summer.
I know.
I love fall. I want to live in summer while I'm in summer. So.
And I tell you, it's hard for it. It's, I really struggle with that. And we've talked about this a million times,
yes,
but now that I'm in the kind of the retail, you know, my vintage booth, you still have to, you're in that retail cycle, yeah, a little bit. I mean, you don't, right, have to be, you can do whatever you want, but you know, so people are putting out, you know, that even the mall is like, hey, people are starting to put out their Halloween and it's not even too early for Christmas. Da, da, and I'm
yeah, no.
And I know. And they're like, go look at Hobby Lobby. And I'm like, I know, but I don't consider Hobby Lobby as the, because they are putting it out because people are like going for decor for
stuff,
events and craft, you know, like you're the one in charge of the Christmas tree at church and you need to get the, you know what I mean? Like it's not, it's not kind of the, right, normal gauge that I would go by, but it is getting earlier and earlier. So I know you froze, but you're back. So I think we're good.
I'm back.
Yeah. So like that's literally this week. That's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm getting my fall stuff ready to go in the booth, and that's fine. That makes sense. It's, you know, August, yeah, end of August. It's totally time for that. You know, but I'm having a do that and get some Halloween stuff going in there. And I'm like, but it's still, yeah, summer. So I struggle.
Well, I have a lasagna to go make.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm glad. And I have, I've got pork steaks in there seasoning. And then I'm going to do some, Brussels sprouts with balsamic vinegar in the air, yeah, fryer, in, yes, the air fryer.
I'm going to be excited.
It's exciting times here because look at us having to cook for these boys.
I know it. I know it.
It's a lot. So, well, thank you guys for joining us. We hope you're having a really good week and hope you're having to just cook for yourself.
Yeah.
If not, Enjoy it. You can listen to us while you cook. That'll make things better. So we'll talk to you guys next week. And until then, see ya, pellet.
See ya, patch.
It looked like a little beret or something. I thought you were being Snoop Doggy Dog.
My headphones are too big.
Okay. Well, they got to cover all that hair on your head. Well,
I know.
I've gone to these little ones because I just got tired of the big.
I know. I
don't know. I got tired of it.